The navigators here on the ground, everybody from the Urban League to hospitals to the health centers. And then we have paper applications that can be filed. The so-called anonymous shopper, where you can just look at all the prices and all the plans, is up and running now.
All right, that is Kathleen Sebelius, of course, the Health and Human Services Secretary, talking about the pros of healthcare.gov, the website that has cost us over $1 billion and counting so far. She gets grilled on the Hill next week. We'll be talking about it. Kate Delaney, how you doing, America? Welcome to America Tonight. Hopefully you have some big plans the next couple of days. At least take some time to hang out with your friends and take a deep breath. Because at some point, that wasn't a very deep breath, was it? At some point, we all have to just let go for a minute or two, or we would go screaming into the night, wouldn't we, with all the nonsense that's swirling around us. It's like we go from one catastrophe or controversy to the next. We're certainly not trying to do that here on America Tonight. That's why we mix in some lighter fare, because we can't take it. 4 hours of I don't believe that these people are in charge is just enough to make you want to go into a bunker or your own personal bat cave, isn't it? So the problem with this whole thing is, put Obamacare aside for a second, affordable health care, all of that. Just put that aside for 1 second. You got this big rollout. 2010, your signature piece, you're the president, this is your legacy. Boom, healthcare goes through, the world is happy. Everybody's going to get it. Everybody's going to be covered. Everybody's going to have their card. Nobody can be turned away. They can't be turned away for previous, pre-existing conditions, children, people, all that stuff. And forget what it's going to cost, forget what it really delivers, all of that. You have one thing you have to do right. You have to have something that leads people to drink the water, right? Because you're fining them. You're telling people, you're telling America, you're being fined if you do not comply with this. You have to have health care coverage or you're going to get fined. And every year you refuse to get it, if for some reason you don't get it, it just, the meter's running. We're in a cap and it's going to be higher and higher and higher until it gets to the point where it's way too high. The fine I'm talking about. So you spent over $1 billion on this website and the site doesn't work. It doesn't work effectively. The rollout couldn't have been a bigger time to shine. You know that thing about first impressions? It's so tough to shake those impressions. And that's not just for people. That's for events. That's for things that you want to shine a light on. So how could you spend that much money and then have the website crack in half? Like the poor man's version of the Liberty Bell. I mean, it's crazy. So now you got to get more experts, more specialists, private, public sector people. Let's waste some more money. And if they're not used in the right way, that's exactly what will happen. It's like that whole thing about throwing good money after bad money. That's what's happening here. We're throwing it down a rat hole. And haven't we all seen this at some point with technical problems? I can tell you I've seen this in my career. I've seen unbelievably frustrating things happen because the wrong people were calling the shots, were in charge, and had no idea how to handle a website, how to create a website, how to roll out a website. So gobs of money for this whole sign-up system is already draining us, and it's costing us. So forget the other part of this. It's already costing you and I more money. So let's add this up. We had the government shut down for 16 days, which cost us at least $25 billion, then plus the people that we paid, overpaid, because they got unemployment benefits. Some people were paid that, and then they were paid back money for the time they were furloughed. And now we're getting gouged for, over $1 billion. And, you know, I love what Congressman Tim Murphy said in this House committee hearing where they trotted out all the geeks across the board who are working on the website and said, I love this. I love what he said. Take this away from this show. He said, if 55 contractors couldn't successfully build, test, and run a website, how do we expect anyone else to be able to do it? So why are we doing this? Don't they want to find out what's wrong first? They won't even say how much they're really spending on it, the price tag of all the repair work. So first you put it up, now you have to pay for the repair work on top of it. New people coming in. And supposedly new people are working with the old people, and what they're doing is daily briefings. It's like we're at a Tech World conference. We'll get daily briefings on what's happening with the website. And you heard Kathleen Sebelius there at the top saying about the talking about the improvements. They're saying, oh, yeah, we've got improvements, code fixes to the website that have been made. We got more bandwidth. We're testing, we're modifying the features to allow users to browse pricing before creating personal accounts. Okay, what I said right there is what you do when you put a website together, right? When Rob Kowal, my pal, put together America Tonight's website, americatonight.net, he did all those things. And we didn't have to pay $30,000 to get the things that we needed with the bandwidth, with testing it, with being able to browse it and check it out. Granted, a website for a radio show is different than the undertaking of healthcare.gov. But for goodness sake, does it take a lay person, does it take someone who's not a technical person to write down a list and say, must test ahead of time, need an easy drop-down menu, have to be able to look at what's available? I believe anyone in this audience would have known that. So somebody messed up. If it's not Sebelius, who did she appoint to be the point person on this? It's ridiculous. They say they're going to collaborate. They're going to collaborate during the beginning of this for better solutions. Oh, man, oh, man. I just can't help it. I got to beat this up at the top of the show. Because I always say America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard. This is about the buzz in your backyard. And the frustration is because this is low-hanging fruit. This shouldn't have been this difficult. They know they were going to have huge bandwidth. Why didn't they have that to begin with? Why didn't they have it to begin with? It makes no sense. So Kathleen Sebelius, should she go? Should she be fired? She's not going to be fired because Obama doesn't fire anyone. So she's not going to be fired. Should she resign? You want to throw in your 2 cents, wiggle on in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. October 24th, 2013, gold opened at $1,341.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,389.99, $694.99 for a half ounce, or $347.50 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,389.99, $694.99, and $347.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away in Dr. A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over.
Again, if you want to throw in your two, you can. 855-266-5283, America Tonight. Would you believe that pirates kidnapped two U.S. sailors? I mean, we just saw some of, I saw this movie a couple weeks ago, the Captain Phillips story, the thing that Tom Hanks stars in as Captain Phillips, and remember going through that here on the Genesis Network. I was on the network at the time, the beginning part of my show coming over to GCN, and I remember us talking to a lot of people about this whole nonsense with the pirates and the robberies and what they've been able to do in the Gulf of Oman and the Strait area there, the Gulf of Aden and near Somalia and the Arabian Sea. And they what do they do? They attacked an oil supply ship off the Nigerian coast and kidnapped the captain and the chief engineer, both U.S. citizens. And then when that's happening, the Nigerian military ordered its navy to rescue the men. So there you go, the act of piracy thing. That's what our State Department is saying. They don't have a lot of information on that. Their concern is for the return of the two Americans, and it just keeps playing out again and again and again. They don't care. The waters are dangerous off Somalia, the Horn of Africa, on the east coast of Africa. The ships, you know, have armed guards on board. They can speed through, but the others don't have the protection. They're not allowed to carry guns or whatever happens. And then they're massive, you know, they're massive targets. So it hasn't stopped because they get so much, so many times they get the money that they want. RC in Illinois. Hello, RC.
Hello, my dear. How are you doing, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yay.
The opening montage was just tremendous tonight.
Like thank
I
you.
Said, it woke me up. my question for you is, how do we get around this computer system problem and then move on to Obamacare when his startup is such a mess? Think of what's going to happen when people are able to enroll and how they're going to monitor all of this and administrate it.
Absolutely. It doesn't give you great confidence. If I were shopping, and this was like Amazon.com or some other online shopping place, I would check out. I wouldn't take my card all the way through. I'd be gone, too.
Be gone. Just, I mean, the American people need to wake up and call whoever they need to call, in my opinion, to get this thing eradicated. I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry, dude.
No, I agree. I say that all the time. I mean, you've heard me say this, that it's power to the people because there is still power in numbers. And the more people that complain, the more things will happen because we are the constituents of whoever it is that represents us in Congress, and they don't want to lose their jobs. The more people that jump on their backs, the more things that happen. And this is just a...
Because that, like you said, the constituent, those people out there need to understand they do have a voice.
Yes.
And the sadness of it, in my mind's eye, I'm old now, is that we've lost a voice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've still got teeth. I can still bite. It's time to get her done.
Yeah.
Because this, I mean, like I said, if they can't roll the thing out to begin with, ladies and gentlemen out there, think of what this is going to be once you have to enroll with all this stuff. Just amazing to me.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that they wouldn't get it right, because like I said, if this is your signature piece, and you know some people love it, and you know some people hate it, it's like me, if I had to give a presentation, if you had to talk, if you had to do a reading at church, if you had to go and give a lecture somewhere, whatever it is, you would prepare, you would make sure it's right, you do your best job you can do. This is not their best job they can do, it's a lousy job.
He would step up at the plate,
yes,
prepared to bat.
Yes.
And now this is just, it's fool's folly. And the only thing about stuff of late is pretty good ball games in the World Series.
Wow, finally the St. Louis Cardinals open it up. I mean, finally we see some scoring, and it a double steal. Yeah, that's pretty daring to do that. And the Bo Sox now are not in command control. And so I thought it would be close, and we would go back and forth and maybe get to a seven, but it's much more interesting. I agree.
Well, listen, you know, your sports key knowledge is what also excites me. Outside of you're just very knowledgeable, and I appreciate being able to talk to you.
RC, we appreciate you. You have a fabulous weekend, and thanks, as always, for calling the show. So you heard me mention there to RC about the, and I know we have a lot of listeners in the great state of Missouri, and boy, there's a lot to be juiced about in Missouri, meaning, I mean, juiced in a good way. Yeah, I have to explain myself, because You know, the lingo sometimes translates into other things. And one of them is the Cardinals, and the other, of course, is Mizzou, the football team, and how they're playing. And Kansas City Chiefs, too, as well. They're undefeated at this point. It's amazing what Andy Reid's done with them. But it was a great win for the Cardinals because it was exciting to watch the game. It was exciting to watch the game. If you weren't a fan of either team, you know, this wasn't your team. Cardinals won it 4-2, by the way. That was the final score. And this young pitcher from Texas, Michael Wacha is his name, and they say Wacha, Wacha, Wacha when he gets up, and it's cute. It's funny. You can tell he's kind of that, I don't want to say shy, but he's an incredible pitcher, but he's quiet. You can tell he's naturally quiet, and to watch him on the mound was pretty exciting, and the bullpen bailed him out. They really helped him. Then you had Carlos Beltran, who had a huge hit, who played injured, and that's, you know what, that's what you do. He had bruised ribs from the night before, but he was in the lineup. So Wacha had a scoreless streak that ended in 18 and two-third innings. That's a rookie record for a single postseason. So if you know nothing about sports, you just like the stories, here's a good story to take away. Michael Wacha from Texarkana was going to Texas A&M. He was pitching for Texas A&M. He goes from pitching for Texas A&M at 22 to being in the World Series. How cool is that? Very cool. He was the 19th pick in the amateur draft in Major League Baseball last year. Wow. So big win anyway for the Cardinals. And now the series resumes again on Saturday night. Jake Peavy starts for the Red Sox. Joe Kelly for the Cardinals. Be an interesting sports week, and this is when everything collides at once. If you are a sports fan, because you have the World Series, of course, the NFL into Week 8, and you have a plethora of other things happening. Basketball starting back up, and other sports are clicking along. Hockey, same thing with hockey if you're a hockey fan, and some other exciting things down the road too. Plus we're hitting that part of the year where it's the tail end of the year, which, by the way, we'll have some great year-end shows where we take a look back at what a year it's been. What a crazy year it's been. And an interesting quick side note to this, because we've had one of the famous head doctors on, one of the brain doctors on, to talk about what was happening in football with the injuries, the concussions, and whatnot. And Rydell, which is the official helmet of the NFL, it is the last season. 2013 is going to be the last season they feature Rydell as the official helmet. Man, that's tough for them to lose the rights to be the official helmet of the NFL, because you know, they had it in 1989. But what happens when you roll out of business and try to renegotiate? Yeah, didn't work. Stay with us.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
At about 12:33, we responded to a 911 call. That's an Army National Guard unit over here in regards to shots fired. Two individuals that have been injured. We have one suspect who is in custody at this time.
Wow. So another crazy deal in the middle of the day. If you were to just tune in to one of the great stations that I'm on right now across this country, you would have heard this little blurb on the news that Navy base shut down. Where was it? Tennessee. A Navy recruiter who was relieved of duty decides to open fire outside of the Millington base. That's in a Memphis suburb. Actually, a lot of people work there. Over 7,500 people are there. Some are military, some are civilian, some are contract, all mixed into one. And it happened inside the National Guard armory, just outside the base. It's right there. After the suspect got a small handgun from his car, and then he was tackled, luckily, by two soldiers, and they took him down immediately and took him into custody after he had wounded two people. You know, not life-threatening. Thank goodness not life-threatening. One in the foot, one in the leg, and both were National Guard types. I'll tell you what, in these bases, it is freaky where this is happening. The Naval Yard in Washington, this Navy base, think of Fort Hood and how horrific that was with Hassan screaming Allah Akbar and people that were getting ready to be shipped off. I think it goes back to the thing that I've said a few times here on America Tonight. There just seems that we used to have places of, I'll call them sanctuary now, where you could go to work, you could go to school, you could go to church, and there wasn't going to be some crazy shooting, some nut that comes screaming, yelling things, some other terrible, unforeseen tragedy that shouldn't happen in whatever place that would be what I would call sanctity, where you shouldn't have this. I mean, it's not a war zone, for goodness sake. Shouldn't be a war zone. But now, you know, you got to have that attitude of doing the looks around and checking your surroundings and looking for a little escapes if you're out in public. I mean, it's such a paranoid thing to say, but it's true. We've had so many experts on this show, I can't tell you. I figured out the other day, I've interviewed 14,000 people. And the people that we've had on this show have been from all varieties, from well-known to just interesting story to informative, whatever it is, right? And we've had a lot of very good people, from the well-known names to people who would be well-known in the industry, talking about security. And all agree that you can't, you just got to look around now. So when kids are at school, they have to have escape plans. They have to know about security. When you're on these bases, working on these bases, if somebody gets disgruntled, there's always the possibility of blowback. So the good news is that the two soldiers were aware and just did what they had to do, and they took them out. They tackled them, got them out. I mean, this is a big Navy human resources center. And almost about a month after the 13 people were killed at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C., for goodness sake. It's crazy. This is a place where you should just be able to go to work and do work. You know, it's one thing to have a little war of words or a scuffle or two, but to have to be thinking about the fact that, well, you know, there's always that chance. Who got fired? What happened? Used to be the terrible saying where people would say, oh, they went postal. And why did they come up with somebody went postal? Because it was the postal workers that would get the bad rap, because we had a couple of strange incidents where people were killed, where somebody went to work and at one of the postal places across the United States, and they went postal. That's how that expression came up. Now it's a free for all. It could, you know, almost be anywhere. And still, I'm a glasses half full person. I'm an optimist. So I won't live in a bunker, and I won't bury my head in the sand and live in the bat cave and, you know, not just come up for air once in a while. Because, you know, there's a reason why the founding fathers fought for the freedoms, fought for us to be able to live the kind of life that we have, where we can express on a radio station how we feel and our frustrations and the positive things in our lives, right? So I don't want to do that. I don't want to live in a bunker and think that martial law is coming and I'm going to have to hide away and lock myself away. I don't want to do that. I want to honor the people that broke open this great country so that we can enjoy it and all that it has to offer. But I'll tell you what, people are making it tough, aren't they? Making it tough. That, by the way, was Chief Rita Standback talking about, as you heard there at the top, the shots fired and, you know, what had happened there. Here's Major General Max Haston on, you know, never thinking that this would happen, or with the shooter, you know, as a recruit, basically. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Not quite on Haston there. Here we go. We got him.
We had a National Guardsman that has appeared to be was armed and shot two of our recruiters. He was also a recruiter for the Tennessee National Guard. You never think that something like this is going to happen on your watch or in good, you know, good old Tennessee here. And unfortunately, it did happen.
Yeah, you hear what he said at the end. You never think it's going to happen on your watch. You never think it's going to happen in good old Tennessee. And that's the thing. That's why you have to be a little bit diligent, because you're not thinking that. You're not thinking that, you know, that's going to happen. That wouldn't happen here. Why would that happen? Because nobody has an axe to grind here. And he was a recruiter, for goodness sake. He was a recruiter, and the other ones were recruiters. But, yeah, who knows? It goes back to that why question, and that we never, that nags you in your head, and you just can't answer that. You know, you just can't answer the question. That's the bottom line. You can't do it. So we feel for the people there, certainly, and thank goodness that nobody was killed in this case, where you just had the injuries, and still that's enough, but injuries versus death or life-threatening injury. So there you go. This is one of the craziest things on the day. I don't understand this. There's so much to focus on, right? So why are the Marines going to be forced to wear a unisex service cap? It looks like a porter's cap. So we're trying to worry about being safe in all these places I just mentioned. And when you're in the military, it seems now you're so your hands are so tied anyway when it comes to if you're ultimately deployed, and what are the rules of engagement and everything else, like Afghanistan and Iraq, what the soldiers had to go through there. So now they're changing the uniform, the cap that the Marines wore since 1922. They decided that they needed to make it a more unisex design. So it'll be the first change since the very first one in the 20s. So we have all these other things going on. The nonsense with the website, the Affordable Health Care Act, all of the process of that, and all the things that we just weathered through in this past summer. And there's time to focus on, let's redesign the Marines' headgear. When I first heard this story, I was flabbergasted. Like, are you kidding me? I don't understand that. Why can't they just leave the hats alone? Why do the hats have to change? What is the big deal? I don't think the hats would look wrong on the women. If there's women in the Marines, it doesn't, to me, I don't understand how that looks poorly on the female Marines, how it looks poorly on top of their heads. And if I was a Marine, I would not be happy about this whatsoever. I mean, they're calling it girly. They're calling it feminine. It is just ridiculous. Think of a porter with a little bit of a feminine twist. That's what the hat looks like. So we're worrying about defense. We have to redesign the uniform. We have to redesign the headgear. And supposedly what the reason why is because they didn't want to make the females look masculine. So they wanted to come up with something different. What? Who thinks of this stuff? How do they sit there and think of this stuff when really serious things are happening in the country? And it does look like, so the Marine hat, if you know what it is, I think it's cool, you know, where it's kind of big and broad, round on the top, and white really stands out. Now it really does look like a old-fashioned porter's cap. I don't know. It's a mad, mad world. Go figure. I don't understand. Do you? Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
And this is my favorite time, or one of my favorite times in the entire show, because so many of you email us. Go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and bada bing. That's my ode to James Gandolfini. God rest his soul. The best ever on the tube doing Tony Soprano. Anyway, you hit us up that way with your thoughts, with vents, with whatever it is that you want to say. And every single time I go, it is always loaded full. I have to clean things out of the mailbag. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one comes to us from Nelson, who says, Kate, I don't understand it, this whole nonsense of the website and the fact that I just read a report they're saying where it's going to cost $1 billion now, because, of course, the company's brought back in and they're working round the clock to make sure the thing is fully operational. That is one giant ripoff. It's not even that I'm so much against affordable health care. The whole idea of it, of course, makes sense to me. But the fact that you bring in the CGI, they build healthcare.gov, and then there's all these different problems with it that are crippling where people can't get in. It's deeply flawed. And now the website over $1 billion, that's just ridiculous. It makes no sense to me, and it is poor business. Can you imagine if you ran a business That way, you wouldn't be in business, and that's the biggest problem. Yeah, that's, you know what? It's a big problem. The thing that's a big problem is, okay, so you contract out. You supposedly have this great company, supposedly, and you're paying them a lot of money to do the website. You know, it's not cheap to do it. Duh, we know that. But then as they, you know, the site designer puts it together, and she's trying to testify and trying to say that it would have been better to have more time. 3.5 years isn't enough time to put the website together. I don't know. I find that hard to believe. I know some amazingly talented website gurus. And I understand this is a huge undertaking, so it's not like you're doing some fluff and stuff website. I get it, because it has a lot of moving parts to it, and a lot of people go on to the website. But give me a break with that. I agree. $1 billion is completely outrageous. And, of course, CGI Group and Health United Group, they designed healthcare.gov, and they were responsible for the testing, and really they should have done the testing months earlier. That's what should have happened. So Cheryl Campbell was the VP that was on the Hill, and she was the one that was testifying before the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and she was the one who said it would have been better to have that time. But, you know, come on. Excuses. I understand high volume, but it's not acceptable. I think they should have subbed it out to a better company, and the fact they have to pay more, man, that is outrageous. And it's not good for the president, who knows that everybody was breathing down his back, and you have Democrats that are furious about it. All right, let's take some more emails here. This one is from The Shadow. Hey, Kate Delaney, I really enjoy listening to America Tonight. I have to tell you, I am a new convert to the gig. I used to listen to the spaceship guy. No offense to him, because he's not bad, but I just enjoy your show more, as you talk about a lot of different things and things that are of interest to me, I have to say, too, as well. And, you know, when we talk about Obamacare, and none of my friends can seem to get off the whole Obamacare website, the healthcare.gov, and they talked about one of my friends was going to get the insurance through there because they don't want to get fined. They talked about the missteps, and it just makes you wonder, if they're having all these technical problems, do you really trust them with everything else? And what about privacy? So you dump all your personal information into the website. Where's it all going? I don't feel that comfortable with it, I would have to say, although I'm not using the website, but as I mentioned, my one friend is. You think it's safe? Well, they better make sure that they protect the privacy of the people who are on the website, because that would just be the last kick in the pants they could take over healthcare.gov. But there's always that concern whenever you go on any website, the privacy thing. Look how many things have been hacked into. Colleges have been hacked into, their bursar's office, where there's all those records. The government has been hacked into all over the place. The veterans' information's been out. It's that Social Security number stuff that is just so dangerous, I think. Let's go to this one. Len, listening to us in the great state of Illinois, says this. Hey, I don't know if you saw this report or not, Kate, but did you read the story about the 11-year-old bringing 400 rounds of ammo to school? I heard you talking about whether or not we should arm teachers, and you seem to feel as though if the law in the state had concealed and carry, and there was someone that was an excellent marksman, that it would be a good idea. I'm not so sure I think it's a good idea. I do think you should have armed guards, but I'm not so sure you want to heap that responsibility on a teacher. What if a bullet ricochets or something else happens? Can you imagine how all over them everybody would be? I think it's a shame what we have now fallen into, the trap of having to also police our schools. It used to be about education anyway, don't you think? Yeah, it used to be about education, and then you have things like the 11-year-old bringing the ammunition and knives and all that kind of stuff to school. The kid was charged with one count of attempted murder, and they booked him in juvie. And what happened was the kid was not right. He said he heard voices in his head telling him to shoot another boy that he thought was bullying his friend. That's what the police said. That's what they told him. And, man, something has got to give with this. The thing in Sparks, Nevada, this deal with the knives and the 400 rounds, and it's a pretty, I don't know, it's pretty scary stuff. It did used to be about education. And, of course, there's always bad kids, or there's always kids of all sorts that get in trouble. But stuff like, a teacher in Massachusetts getting murdered, a kid killing himself in front of the school in Austin, Texas. It's sad. It's really scary to see where we're headed. And, you know, we've got to do some things. And if I were on a school board, or I were a superintendent, or I were a principal, or I in any way was connected to education, I'll tell you what, I'd be all over this. I'd be having groups. I'd be talking to people. I'd be doing everything I could to get every opinion and deal with it. And they have to deal with it. You cannot bury your head in the sand over this one. I mean, you just cannot do it. It's too risky. It's too risky to do it. You have to have some sort of security, whatever the security is. And you have to have procedures that kids know from kindergarten on up. I mean, without a doubt. All right, how about this one? This one is from Michael, who is listening to us in the great state of New Jersey. And he says, Kate Delaney, I've heard you talk about Wawa coffee. Woohoo! I like Wawa coffee, too, just so you know, because I am from New Jersey as well. Did you hear the story about the kid who talked about getting shot in the stomach by his friend and didn't understand why that had happened? I think that may be one of the saddest things I have seen coming out of the Nevada incident. He had no idea what caused that. So while there was all this conversation about bullying, apparently the kid says he was the friend of the other boy that turned the gun on him. And can you imagine how you carry that with you when that happens? Can you imagine? Yeah, we had a little clip of this the other night on the air. It was the boy's name is, he's 12 years old. His name is Mason. And his friend shot him in the abdomen. They say he was able to walk at the hospital on Thursday. His mother, Jennifer Davis, is who we had the clip of on the show, and said the bullet missed vital parts and exited behind his right hip, thank goodness. So they feel pretty lucky that it wasn't worse. Still very sad that the math teacher, Mike Lansbury, died in all of this. And he was the second one that was hit. A lot of people say he's absolutely a hero because he's trying to give kids time to get away, to not be in the middle of all of that. And, you know, no kid should have to worry about somebody with a gun in the school, whether it's a fellow classmate, somebody from off the street, whatever it is. And I would say, if I were a parent, I would ask my school, what is the security plan? You cannot have at least a security plan now at this point. Absolutely. Very, very, very sad stuff, and can't ignore it. So if you have a question, a comment, or anything else, send it to us, americatonight.net. Meet you on the flip side.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.